The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is A.J. Taylor of KIOW Radio in Forest City and Aaron Sommers of the Lake City Graphic Advocate. A.J., you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Senator, there's a lot of people who are concerned about the Farm Bill right now and what's going on with it, especially now considering the fact that a lot of Northwestern farmers are starting to turn towards the aid that you're getting right now from the federal government. What's the status right now with this Farm Bill and where are we going?
That aid, because of the trade issues, will still continue regardless. It's under a separate piece of legislation. But the Farm Bill is in conference between the House and Senate, and there's basically one big dispute. The House wants something that I think is a good idea, work requirements for food stamps, but we could never get a bill like that to get 60 votes in the U.S. Senate. So the House is going to have to back off, and if they don't do that by Christmas, I have to pass for a one-year extension of the 2014 Farm Bill. We've done that in the past when other five-year Farm Bills were run out, and that'll get us through one more year to get a five-year Farm Bill.
All right, Aaron. I just wondered if you can kind of give us an update on your take of the situation with trade as with regards to China and the trade war situation that we're kind of in the middle of right now.
Yeah. If you'd asked me this question 3 months ago, I would have had a lot of continued my expression of anxiety that I've had since the president started down this road immediately after he got to be president of the United States when he took us out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, TPP. Mm-hmm. But now that he has an agreement with Canada and Mexico, the fact that he has just signed an agreement with South Korea. They're instituting negotiations right now with Europe and with Japan. So I think that people aren't as worried that the president really, they probably got good reason to believe the president knows what he's doing. And I'm not sure a year ago people would have had much confidence in that. So when it comes to China, I think the goal of the president is to get Europe, North America, and Japan on a united front to face negotiations with China. Now, it could be that in the interim, before that would happen, it could be that China's economy is deteriorating to a point where maybe they would come to the table. They're trying to negotiate with the United States, but we're putting them off because they haven't laid down what they're going to do to meet our demands. And the reason why that would be important, if that would happen right now, is on November the 20th, both presidents are going to be in Buenos Aires for a meeting of the group of 20 big nations, and they would have a side meeting there maybe to make some agreement. But evidently that's not going to come off unless China puts on the table what they're going to do to meet our demands.
Okay, AJ.
Senator, right now we have 2,000-some people moving through Mexico on their way up here to the border, the southern border of the United States right now. Mexico seemingly kind of letting these people move on up. Are there concerns right now on your part about why these people came from the nations that they did, and do we need to give them asylum if they ask for it?
We should only give asylum to people that have a reason for asylum, and that would be a very tough rule to meet, and that rule would be that you're in threat of imminent danger for your life with the country you're coming from. And short of that, I think people think they could just cross our border and they got asylum or they got work, and our laws don't allow that. So I think that there's some promotion of it. For what reason, I don't know, because I'd like to say it's helping the Republicans, so surely the Democrats would be doing something to help Republicans. But for some reason or other, I think it's there's a leadership to it that's difficult to identify. But I think that it'd be difficult for, if they came in a mass, to keep them out. You could keep them out of legally entering the country through our ports of entry, but if they want to illegally cross our border, I think it might be difficult. Now, you might keep some away, but some are going to get in. I'm an advocate, and I've written to our State Department of Homeland Security for what we call a third-party agreement, which means that we have one with Canada. So if somebody comes to our country and declares that they need asylum, we keep them here. So if we had the same third-party agreement with Mexico and people were crossing Mexico to come to the United States and they sought asylum, then Mexico would have to keep them. We wouldn't have to take them then. And we don't have to take any of them. But, you know, when people are willing to break our laws and cross the border with a 2,000-mile border just willy-nilly, there's not much you can do about it. As we find out that we arrest about 1,000 to do that.
All right, Aaron. Are you in support of any measures to bolster the immigration courts? From what I understand, there's this backlog, even when people are trying to follow the process and seek asylum or other situations come up. And what I hear over and over again is that there is this backlog and that it's they could use more resources. Would you like to see more resources put towards sort of speeding that process up? Or okay.
Definitely. We got about 350 immigration judges. I'm on a bill to increase it to 700, and that's what I
think. Okay. Hey, AJ.
Let's go back to this whole process. Mexico is allowing these people to come through their nation. Do you think that is an issue you need to take up now with Mexico, or do we need to now look to these Central American nations to find out the reasons why these people are leaving?
All of the above, and in regard to Mexico, that's where the third-party agreement that I wrote to the secretaries of state and Homeland Security to negotiate a third-party agreement with Mexico. And by the way, that's not an original request on my part. The Secretary of Homeland Security in the Obama administration had suggested the same thing, but they never got around to negotiating it.
Okay, Aaron. With the incidence of potential explosive devices being directed towards elected officials in the country, are you concerned at all about your office, or, you know, do you feel like we will, as a country, kind of move past this fairly quickly? Just your sort of take on the situation that has been in the news the last week with the mail bombs.
And you got crazy people like these last two are that mail bombs or killed Jewish people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you can really legislate against it or even plan for those attacks. But for sure, we ought to be concerned about it. For me and my staff, during the Kavanaugh hearings, my staff that took phone calls had to take an awful lot of abuse that was unjustified and just was rude and obnoxious and swearing and dirty words and all that stuff and threats. It just isn't fair to the workers. You probably know that a week ago Friday they arrested somebody in Long Island, New York, that threatened me and Senator Collins. So, yeah, it's out there, and I ought to be aware of it. Civility is needed. And those of us in public office could lead by example, but there's an awful lot that has deteriorated from the standpoint of civility in our general society because we have less of it. But we have less civility. And so there's a problem up and down, but those of us in public life need to set a better example as well.
All right. Adrian, this is our last question.
And with regards to that civility, sir, do you think that that is being promoted by one side or the other, or do you think that this is just people who are frustrated in general with the actions of Congress, with the actions of the president, both past and present, and such?
Probably all of the above, but let's take the two examples we just had in the last week. I think those people probably didn't need much to push their agenda of murdering Jewish people or sending bombs to Democratic people. They probably could have done it anyway. At the level of the public servant, I think the president could be a little more discreet in the words he uses. I think it's wrong for Senator Booker to tell people, get in their face. I think it's wrong for Congresswoman Waters to tell people, if you're interested, you run into a cabinet person, get in their face. So there's probably no purity in either political party on this point, and that gets me back to what you heard me say twice already. Those of us in public life ought to be setting the standard for the rest of the country. Thank you all very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, both.
Thank you, AJ and Aaron, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.